I say praise the Lord. I welcome each and every one of us to the presence of the Almighty God this morning, and I pray that we receive his blessing in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Almighty Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege and the opportunity to be here this morning. Our Lord and our God, we ask that you accept our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. Lord, we are about to go into your word. Father, we ask that you be merciful unto us, O Lord, and begin to replace any stony heart with that of flesh, O Lord, so that we be ready to receive your word in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask, O Lord, for grace to be doers of your word in Jesus' name, not hearer nor teacher alone, that we do it so that we'll be able to take the blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask that the Holy Spirit, which is the great teacher, to teach each and every one of us this morning in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God Almighty, for in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. So this morning, we'll be looking at the subject Christmas. We all know Christmas is a very important event in the life of everybody, be it Christian or not. Whoever you may be, everybody knows about Christmas. So this morning, we'll be talking Christmas. As we all know, Christmas is a period that is set aside, you know, to honor the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, the King of Kings. And if you read our Bible very well, we know that there are a lot of, you know, the prophets, especially in the book of Isaiah, you know, foretold his coming, his birth, what he will bring, how he will come, everything about it has been said even before he came. So this morning, we are going to carefully look at the subject Christmas, and we start by looking at the prophecy concerning his coming. So we start from the book of Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. Isaiah 7, 14, we are talking Christmas. Talking about the prophecy concerning his coming. Isaiah 7, 14, it says, are we all there? It says, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. That is the book of Isaiah. The prophet has, you know, prophesied about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if we open our Bible again to the book of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3. Isaiah 43. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. That is the same prophet Isaiah, you know, prophesying about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are going to look at few places too in the book of New Testament. We are going to look at Luke chapter 1, verses 32 to 33. Luke 1, 32 to 33. It says, he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom shall be no end. Praise the Lord. I see talking about the prophecy about the coming Messiah. So I'm going to look at another one in the book of Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, talking about the prophet. And Matthew chapter 1 verse 21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. So we are talking about our Jesus Christ, the Messiah, and we are talking about the prophecy that foretold his coming. Just like we know, there are more prophecy in the Bible, but we just decided to take few places. So during this Christmas period, we can take time to, as we pray, and read more about his coming. So we are going to quickly look at very important aspect of his coming. So we are going to quickly look at his predicted name, you know, the predicted name of the Messiah, which can be found in the book of Isaiah. I want each and every one of us to be there. Isaiah chapter 9, starting from verse 6. Predicted name of the Messiah. Isaiah chapter 9, starting from verse 6. Are we all there? It says, For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Praise the Lord. If you carefully look at this name, these are the predicted names of the Messiah, talking about our Lord Jesus Christ. So we are going to take this compound name and look at them carefully. First of all, we are going to look at his government. He said his government will be on his shoulder. It means that he will shoulder the weight of the world leadership, carrying the combined weight of all human problem, you know, with the government of the world. He will bear all our burden, you know, everything combined will be on his shoulder. That is his government, and he will bear them, and he will bear the burden of the world at large. So how much more that for us not to cast our burden onto him at this period, you know, because he has come to bear our burden. That is why one of his predicted name is that, you know, that the government will be upon his shoulder. Even at this period, I pray that every burden that we cast upon him, that will become a testimony in Jesus' name. If you look again, the compound name of our wonderful Jesus Christ is called Wonderful. Prophet Isaiah declared that the coming son will be a wonder. Not only that, not only in what he does, but he himself will be a wonder. You know, in everything, in everywhere he go, he's going to be doing wonderful things. So at this season of Christmas, you know, this is a period that we should focus on the wonders of our Lord Jesus Christ. Focus on him prayerfully and thank him even for his coming. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Just like we all know, it is because of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the reason for this season. If he has not come, then there will be no reason for this season. So we should be focused, because Jesus Christ is the reason for this season. We've spoken about his government, you know, he's wonderful, you know. The second part of the compound description is a counselor. You know, the description of the coming Messiah says that he will be a counselor, that is going to give counsel to his people. He's going to give a wise counsel to the people, that, you know, the people of the world, counselor to the brokenhearted people. You know, he's going to give us wise counsel. That is the, you know, the coming, the Messiah. That is what he has come to do. And at this season, whatever, you know, wherever area in our life that we need counsel, I think we should cast it onto him, and he's more than able, and he will do it for us in Jesus' name. If you look again, it says Mighty God. It means strength, power. He's our hero. Not only have power of God, but he himself is the God of power, you know. And we could see that when we trust in him, that he will do it for us, you know. As we trust Jesus in this season, whatever we need, he's going to do it for us in Jesus' name. It says he is an everlasting father. It means timeless. His name shall continue forever. You know, he is the Alpha, the Omega. Why all our earthly fathers, they grow old and die, or even some leave us even when we are young. Our everlasting father will never leave us nor forsake us in Jesus' name. So he has the ability of timeless source of everything. Whatever we need, we can draw from him, because, you know, he is our everlasting father. And at this season, I don't know what you are trusting God for, but focus on his timeless source of everything, and he will do it for you in Jesus' name. He is our Prince of Peace. You know, that is the last part. You know, the prophet predicted that the coming Messiah will be Prince of Peace. He's coming changes us from being the enemy of God to God's children. You know, he brought peace. You know, wherever he rules, there will peace reign there. You know, he said in his word, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world give. Let not your heart be troubled, you know, neither let it be afraid. You know, God, Jesus Christ, has come to give us peace. So we should take the peace of Christmas with us every day, and God will help us in Jesus' name. Therefore, Christmas should be a season of refreshment. It should be a season of renewal. Can we quickly open our Bible to the book of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31? Christmas should be a season of refreshing or a renewal. Isaiah 40:31. Are we all there? Can we read? We can read together. 1, 2, 3. Praise the Lord. Talking about Christmas should be a season of renewal. You know, we say those that wait upon the Lord, you know, will renew their strength. At this season, you know, there's need for us to create space and time for us so that we can wait upon the Lord. You know, instead of filling this season with all the activities, you know, there are a lot of festive, you know, everything around us, we have to create time, you know, to wait upon Him. Instead of being tired, being exhausted by all the activities around us, we should create time to wait upon the Lord, to concentrate on the true meaning of this season, you know, and focus on the birth of our Christ Jesus. It is very important, those of us with young children, because some you may be surprised that sometimes at school, they may not teach what the essence of Christmas. What they might teach may be just the Santa Claus and some other things. So this is a period for us to take time and teach our family the essence of Christmas. Why Christmas? So that our children and our household will know. It's a time for us to separate ourselves, to renew our, to wait on the Lord, to renew our strength. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Because if we don't take time to separate ourselves, you know, there are a lot of activities going around everywhere you go. Some people, they have everything Christmas. And when you ask them, will you be in church on Christmas Day? They say no. So you've been wondering. So we are saying that as a Christian, we should create time and focus on the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and God will strengthen us in Jesus' name. This season also should be a season for more room for Jesus. Remember in Luke chapter 2 verse 7, can we quickly go there? Luke chapter 2 verse 7. If you are there before me, you can read. Praise the Lord. The scripture makes us understand here that there was no room for Jesus in the inn. So this season, we should create more room for Him in our lives. You know, when I was going through the scripture yesterday, I just look at it, look at Joseph, look at Mary, you know, she was tired, and just any of us, put yourself in his shoe. You know, you are traveling, and you have your wife expecting a baby, and she's tired, and everywhere you go, there will be no vacancy. You just look at everything around you, and you feel somehow. So yesterday, I was just reading, and I said, well, it must be a hard time for Joseph. So this period, we should create more room for him because of what he has come to do for us. Instead of participating in the festivities of this Christmas season and keep him out of our life, we should deliberately create more room for him, and God will help us in Jesus' name. This season should be a season of blessing. If we look at John 3:16, that's a very popular verse that we all know, even right from the elementary. You know, the best gift that anyone can receive is the gift of our Lord Jesus Christ. If we look at John 3:16, can we open it so that we can remind ourselves again? We all know it, but let's go through it again. Are we all there? John 3:16. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son." You know, he gave his son for us. That is the best gift that anyone could receive, the gift of our Lord Jesus Christ. Do we realize what he did for us? Because of his love, because of God's love, he gave his son. Jesus gave his life for the world. You know, whatever difficulties you have at this season, I can assure you, focus on the love of Christ and seek ways to share his blessing, and God will meet you at your own point of need in Jesus' name. Talking about Christmas, this season also should be a season of his presence. If you go back to Matthew chapter 1, Matthew chapter 1, verse 23. Are we all there? We've read it before. It says, "Behold, the virgin shall be with a child and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which is translated "God with us." Praise the Lord. You know, at this season, the birth of Jesus Christ gave us new assurance of the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, because he lived with us, he died for us, and he sent his spirit to dwell in us. He came to live with in us so that we could live with him. So at this period of Christmas, it's a season that we have to be aware, and we have to open our eyes of understanding and open our spiritual eyes and ask God to help us so that we'll be able to see his presence among us. And God will help us in Jesus' name. Christmas season also is a season of rejoicing. You know, a season of rejoicing. Can we open our Bible to the book of Luke chapter 1? Luke chapter 1, verses 46 to 47. If you are there before me, you can read. 46 to 47. Praise the Lord. Mary here rejoiced in the Lord, in his holiness, his mercy, his strength, and his goodness. You know, we can learn from the way Mary rejoiced in the Lord. You know, that this season, that we should take time to rejoice in the Lord. You know, look at everything that he has done for us and try to rejoice. You know, whatever that is going to stop us from rejoicing in the Lord, we should make every effort and ask God to help us to reject it in Jesus' name. So this Christmas period is a period of rejoicing, just like Mary did. And also, it's a period of season of new song. The same Luke again, chapter 1, we start from 79. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Please, can we start from 67 and we'll read through 67. Luke 1:67.
Now Zechariah, his father, was filled with and controlled by the Holy Spirit and prophesied, saying, "Blessed, praise and extolled and thanks be the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come and brought deliverance and redemption. Helper, the author of salvation for us in the house of David, his servant. This is
Praise the Lord. Just like we are saying, Christmas is a period, you know, season of new song. If you look at the whole chapter where we have read, you know, Zechariah said that, you know, through the tender mercies of our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, he has come to give light to those who sit in the darkness and those who are in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the world of peace. You know, if we take time this week and this Christmas season and just take a look from the whole chapter where we have read from 67 to 80, verse 80, you know, Zechariah word of prophecy and exhortation here, you know, is to bring new songs to our hearts. Even at this season, whatever we are going through, whatever we are asking God for, that God of this season, Jesus of this season, will cause us to sing a new song in Jesus' name. Because it's a period, you know, I don't know how to say it, but it's a period that, I don't know, maybe it's deliberate or not, you know, everything has been commercialized. You know, we don't take time to look at the essence of Christmas. There are a lot of activities. If you are not careful enough, we will not even be able to pray at this season. And prayer is very important at this season. We have to know to learn more about Jesus. If we are not very observant and we are not deliberate about the way we carry out our activities during this period, just like there was no room for Jesus, we have no room for him. You know, we just be in the Christmas moon, then Jesus Christ will be kept out of Christmas. You know, somebody described Christmas without Christ like a family who is celebrating a birthday of their son or daughter, and the birthday of the person they are celebrating is not even there. It's not even aware of what they are doing. So that is the way somebody classifies it when we celebrate Christmas and we don't even appreciate or acknowledge God. And it's very important. The devil knows that. Probably that's why everything has been commercialized. You know, focus has been taken on Jesus Christ and has been taken to Santa. Some we may be surprised that if we are not careful, if we ask our children what they know about Christmas, some of them are not even mention Christ. I remember when I was working in childcare, I think there's only one girl, because I just secretly asked them. I said, Why Christmas? I said, do you know who Jesus is? It's only one girl that said, yes, I go to Sunday school. So it's sad, because everything around us, whatever we can see, is focused about Santa Claus, the Christmas tree. Christmas tree is good, but if we can, you know, still take time to teach our children. Somebody described the Christmas tree as all the blessing that God has brought for us. You know, when you see the Christmas tree with all the things that we put on it, somebody described it as that when looking at it, you know, that he or she is appreciating God, you know, for the blessing that he has received throughout the year. Those are very important things, but at the same time, we should take time out, even ourselves, to read the word of God, meditate upon it at this period, and see why Jesus has come. And look at, because we don't take time to read, there are many things that are happening around this period. I went to the filling station this morning to buy something, and I just flashed through the front of the paper. It's saying that they are going to be more tougher for the young drivers. Why? Because I remember last year, the death rate or whatever thing was high. So they are thinking maybe they will do something, because it's around this period that people take time to do things that they are not supposed to do, because people take advantage of the festive period and do things that ordinarily they will not do. Christmas is not a period or it's not a season like that. It's a season, you know, to stay back, refresh yourself, look at the life and the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, focus on the cross of Christ, and God will help us in Jesus' name. We have to be careful. It's during Christmas period that some people, they don't even drink before, but during that period, they go and drink. It is sometimes this period is the time that some of us will increase our credit card. No, this is not the season for it. You know, if you are going to increase anything, it's Jesus, that we let Jesus increase while we decrease. Christmas is not a period where we are going to go into more debt, because we want to do Christmas, we want to celebrate Christmas in a grand style, and we're not focusing on the cross of Christ. Christmas is not a period where we borrow more money, take more card, take the card that we are not supposed to take. Do you remember that some people commit suicide after Christmas? Lot of people, I have the privilege to know for obvious reason. Lot of people commit suicide after Christmas. Why? Because because of the festivities of the season, they do those things that they cannot afford to do, even the thing that they don't even need. They go and do it. If you go to, there's always a big sale on 26. If you go there, if you look at the return section, the queue can be from here to outside. People are returning unwanted gifts. Christmas, just like I've said before, is a period. Look at the name, the predicted name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Look at it, focus on it, and meditate upon it. Look at what he has come to do. It's not a period of collecting junks, those things we don't need. Just be buying it because it's the period and everything is on sale. You don't need to buy it. Whatever we need to put more time for is evangelism. Talk to people more about the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, what he has come to do, not what the world is presenting to us as Christmas. We should be different, just like we had in the workers' meeting yesterday. That we should try to separate ourselves to be different from the world, because that is what the Bible says we are. Because we have been called out, we are the call out of the Lord. So this period, we have to be careful. It's not a period that we go on holidays that we don't need to. Some of us, this period, there are some trips that because we don't even plan for it because it's Christmas and we need to go. No, if we don't plan for it and we don't have the means of going, then there's no point coming back frustrated, because all of us know that when you spend money that you are not supposed to spend, am I right? When you spend too much money, or the money that is not even yours that you spend, borrowed money, when you come back, many things will begin to happen. The peace that Jesus has brought, then we begin to lose that peace again. We don't lose your peace in Jesus' name. So that is why it's very important for us. Focus on the cross of Christ at this season. Look at what he has come to do. Look more into what he has come to do. Just like there was no room for him, try to create more room for him at this season and every day of our life. How can we create room for Jesus, more room for him at this period? If we take it upon ourselves to talk more about what Christ has done, those are the ways we can create more room for him. Tell people. Some people, just like I've said before, they don't even know what Christmas is. They don't understand what Christmas is. Talk more about Jesus, even in our home. I remember then when our children was young, during Christmas, we used to take them through a teaching in the morning. Every morning, you have to take them through what Christmas is all about. And I remember then they will be asking me, I need to buy a Christmas tree, I need to do all this and all that, I need to put food out for Santa, whatever. I just look at them and laugh. Kids will always be kids, but in our own rights, we have to still tell them, what the essence of his coming is. And that is why it's very important for us at this period to create more room for him, and God will give us the strength in Jesus' name. Jesus has loved us with an everlasting love and has washed us from our sin. If you look at the book of Jeremiah chapter 31:3, that's what he's saying. God requires if each and every one of us, to take the testimony of Jesus Christ with us in hope and expect his coming. That is the only thing that we need to do at this season, because of what he has done, in hope, in anticipation, knowing that we are going to reign with him, where we experience more peace, joy in his presence forever. That is why in one of his predicted names, he's called the Everlasting Father. Because just like we all know, his reign will not come to an end. Before him there was no God, and after him there shall be none. That is why he's our Everlasting Father. Focus on the cross of Christ this Christmas season, and God will bless us in Jesus' name. I decided to make this topic short this morning because I know the choir will still come here, and I want the pastor to lead us in a section of prayer, even on what we have heard this morning. We have heard, the names of our Lord Jesus Christ, what he has come to do, what Christmas period, this season, what it's meant for. Most especially, I want us to think about, making more room for Jesus, and think about where we read in the book of Luke. What Zachariah was saying, ponder on it and see what God will do in your life, and God will help us in Jesus' name.
Let's take this song. When I think of the goodness of the Lord and all he has done for me, my very soul shout hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. When I think of the goodness of the Lord and all he has done for me, my very soul shout hallelujah. Praise God for saving me. I want you to begin to thank the Lord and say, Father, I thank you for your coming. I thank you for this time. I thank you for thinking of me. I thank you, Lord, for having me in mind when you came. I thank you for having me in mind when you planned salvation. I thank you, O Lord, because for me you have come. Because of me, O Lord, you have come into this world. You left your great throne, Lord, to come to the world because of evil me. Lord, I thank you. I just thank you. I thank you for this season. I thank you for this period. I thank you because you have finished all the work, O God. You thought it good enough to come for my sake. Lord, I lift up your name, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for loving me. For greater love has no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends. You laid down your life for me, O God. You decided to come because of me. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The Bible says he's the Prince of Peace. There was one man that enjoyed peace because he knew the peace of the Lord through praising him. His name was King Jehoshaphat. So you are going to pray to God and say, Father, put your praise in my mouth this season in Jesus' name, so that I will enjoy peace all around me, so that I will know peace in my heart, I will know peace in my home, I will know peace in my body, I will know peace in my work, I will know peace with my children, I will know peace with my husband, I will know peace with my wife, I will know peace with my neighbors. Lord, you are the Prince of Peace. Give me the song of praise, O Lord, that I may praise you until I enter my peace and rest, O God. I want to praise you this season. I want to make you the center of my focus. I want to make you the object of my being. I want to make you the totality of all that I want to see this season. My Father, my God, put your praise upon my mouth, O God, that I will daily praise you, that I will daily lift you up above everything that I know, above all things, above all wisdom, above everything, O God, that I will lift you up this time, O God, that I may enjoy peace round about me. I want to enjoy peace round about me in place, O God, of the turmoil of this world. Give me the song of praise to sing. Give me song of praise to sing. I will sing unto victory. I will sing unto victory. I will sing unto joy everlasting. I will sing unto peace this season in Jesus' name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Emmanuel means God with us. And we were told of the road toll last year. Some people have come to expect that during a period like this, the Yorubas have to say, they have a way of saying it, the months of ba 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 ba. So some people have come to expect destruction, death, maiming, sadness. But that will not be your portion. So you are going to pray, say, Father, as for me and all that belongs to me, This period is a period of rejoicing because you are with me, O God. Because you will be with me. Because you are already with me. It's a period of excellence. It's a period of victory. It's a period of joy for me. It's a period of breakthrough. My Father, my God, it's a period of fruitfulness. Spirit, soul, and body. This is the period of joy for me. This is the period that I will mount up with wings as an eagle. I will fly. I will soar in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not partake. I will not take part in the sorrow that of this world. I will not partake in the sorrow of the... Because you said the diseases of the Egyptians will not be my portion, oh God. The infirmities, the destruction, the noisome pestilence that rage in the night, the arrows of the enemy that flies by day will not be my portion. In the mighty name of Jesus, my extended family, they are covered by the blood of Jesus. Lord, because you are with me, because you are with me, there will be good news all around me. There will be good tidings all around me. There will be good news all around me. There will be good tidings all around me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We were told that when Joseph and Mary came looking, that they might find a place for Jesus to be born, there were no room. The question is, will he find room in your heart for him this season? I want you to go and confess your heart to him and say, Father, my heart belongs to you. Build your throne in my heart, O God. Even in this season, build your throne in my heart, O God. Build your throne in my heart, O God. Build your throne in my heart, O God. During this period, let everything that I will see point to you. Let all my experience point to the excellency of your glory. Come build your throne in my heart. Come take your place in my heart. Come take your rightful place, O God. Come and exercise your lordship over my life. Come exercise your lordship over my home. Come exercise your lordship over my body. Come exercise your lordship over my thinking. Come exercise your lordship over my aspirations. Lord, my going out and my coming in this season. Exercise your lordship, O God, over everything. Exercise your lordship over everything, O God. Exercise your lordship, O God. I have room for you, O God. You say, behold, I stand at the door, I knock. If any man hear me and he opens the door of his heart to me, I will come in and I sup with him. Father, come in and sup with me this time. Come in and dwell with me, O God. Come in and reign in my life. Come in and reign in my heart. Come in and reign, O God, in my home. Come in and reign in my marriage. Come in and reign in my health. Come in and reign in my finance, O God. Come in and reign, O God, in my contemplations. Come in and reign, O God, in everything that belongs to me and that is of me. Come in and reign, O Lord, in my extended family. Come in and reign, O God, in your church. Come in and reign, O God, this time, O Lord, that you be lifted up. Because you say, if I be lifted up, I will draw men unto me. Lord, be lifted up. Father, be lifted up. There is room for you in this church. There is room for your lordship here. There is room for you in my life. There is room for you in our lives. There is room for you, O God. There is room for you in our home. Come, take your abode here. Come, take your abode there. Come, take your abode there. We've made a place for you, God. We say, Lord, come and exercise your reign and your lordship. Come, O God. 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 Really, boy, shakadandareba. Come, O God. Come, O God. Lepambariko sotereba le shatanda. Come, O Lord. Come, make your place, O God. Come, take your place, O God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We were told that his presence commands a new song. Let me tell you something. Until Jesus came, the world was heading for destruction. Did you hear that? The world was heading for what? For destruction. Until Jesus appeared on the scene. Because we are remembering his coming now, you are going to pray in any area of my life where I am heading for destruction, redirect me, Father. Bring me back, oh God, to yourself, oh God. Bring me back to yourself, oh God. In any way, known or unknown to me, planned or unplanned by myself, whether I have hand in it or not, in any way that I might be heading for destruction, Father, change it, oh God. Redirect me back to yourself. Bring me back to yourself like the prodigal son. Lord, redirect my way. Father, control me. I yield to you totally. Bring me back on the straight and the narrow, oh God. Bring me back to the straight and the narrow, oh God. Bring me back to the straight and the narrow, oh God. Bring me back to the straight and the narrow, oh God. In any way I may be heading for destruction, I cease from this moment. I change my mind. Lord, I come back to you, oh God. I come back to you. The destiny of the world was destruction until you, Jesus, appeared. Father, appear for my sake. Appear right now for my sake. Bring me back to yourself, oh God. Bring me back to yourself, oh God. Bring me back to yourself, oh God. Bring me back to yourself, Jesus. Bring me back to yourself, Jesus. Give me a new song to sing. Give me the song of salvation. Give me the song of breakthrough. Give me the song of doing well, oh God. Give me the song of prosperity. Give me the song of healing. Give me the song of joy. Give me the song of breakthrough. Give me a new song. Draw me back to yourself. Draw me back to yourself. Draw me back to yourself. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you. We acknowledge, O God, that without you there will not be a time like this. We will not be amongst them that will put you last on their shopping list this season. We bring you to the forefront of everything that we will do this season. In our homes, we bring you to the forefront. In our lives, we bring you to the forefront. In our dealings, we bring you to the forefront. We pray that we will not be where your presence will not go this season, in Jesus' name. Lord, the year is coming to an end. Our lives will not end with this year, in Jesus' name. Your coming signifies a change of destiny from destruction to life. We receive life of you today, in Jesus' name. Everyone whose spiritual life is dwindling, receive life today in Jesus' name. Everyone whose spiritual life is most diving, we say return to your God in Jesus' name. Everyone whose health is failing, we say receive health in Jesus' name. Everyone whose finance is in recession or in depression, we speak life to your finances today, because Jesus has come that we may have life. We say receive life in your finances in Jesus' name. Everyone whose strength is failing them, everyone whose moral fiber is becoming weak because of where they are, as a result, you start to compromise. Jesus has come that you may have life. I say, receive the life of Jesus in Jesus' name. Receive strength in your decision making. Receive strength in your outlook to life. Receive strength in your vision. Receive strength in your choices. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus has come that we may have life. So I speak to every organ of your body. Every organ, your heart, your brains, your kidneys, your bones, your blood, your womb, your fallopian tube, your ovaries. I speak to them right now. And I say, receive the life of Jesus in Jesus' name. Thank you, Daddy. We return all the glory to you, God. Father, we are humbled by your presence. We are humbled by your coming. Lord, if not for you, where we would be? We wouldn't have had a second chance at life. Now we have a second chance. Our soul rejoices and we magnify you, God. Thank you for your presence in our lives, even during this season. Thank you because you will go with us as we leave this place. And Lord, you will bless us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Can we share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Praise the Lord.